Let us pray. And in thy mercy, Lord, heal us all. Amen. Jesus said, "And I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me." It's a strange kind of a promise. It seems far too broad, and one questions its accuracy. It seems even in conflict with some other parts of Scripture, doesn't it? "And I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me." I suspect that all of us have tussled a little bit with some of the thoughts that are in that one. And it's not my purpose this evening to make us knit our brows in the quiet of this evening time, to puzzle through the mystery of it, but to deal rather with the fact of it for ourselves and as we gather here in this moment. And by extension, with our congregations back home and our loved ones, with the church that is already there and the church that's going to be there. "And I, if I be lifted up, draw all men unto me." There's something like that that happens at home. When we get away from all the cross currents and the mists and the smog of more than physical kinds, and get into cloud visions and to clutter up things in our lives, we can't find each other. Again, I would move towards a tangential part of this text, of this statement, of this promise. I think all of us have seen some of these toys and gadgets of one kind or another. Many objects or many little balls or something fastened together by a string to a common central point. And when you pick it up, they all come together. And it's that childlike image that I would like to hold before us, that as we look at him, the fact of his being lifted up becomes the dynamic in our relationship and in our life. Even as we, in our own ways and subjectively, deal with the objective fact of his being lifted up upon a cross and beyond that in the resurrection, if we lift him up together, then somehow or another, like the balls in a child's toy, come together. And we touch. I want to teach you a little verse. Remember the word. The word from the manger. It means simply this: you can dance with a stranger. Want to try it? Remember the word from the manger. It means simply this: you can dance with a stranger. That one puzzled me the first Christmas Eve I heard somebody quote that strange and almost silly little verse, until I realized how much it came right to the heart of the meaning and significance of that little baby lying there. Ah, just as he is lifted up and we all come together, drawing all men, not only unto him, but to each other. We can dance with strangers. I did it one time in Uganda with a strange night, one that brings sadness to my memory right now, of course, with all the terrible sickness of Uganda. But I was with a group of Christians, young theological students at Bishop Tucker College. And it was we had arrived about noon, and we were getting acquainted with just the physical surroundings of Bishop Tucker College, and we were to teach there for a week. And it got time for the evening vespers, an hour or something like this. And when we knew that it was about time, we started to walk a little bit down towards the little chapel that was down at the foot of the hill. And then I heard a drum start beating with the beat of Africa. And then pretty soon another drum started, and that one was pitched a little bit differently. And then after a little while, another one, until there were four drums of different sizes. And I walked down near to where the sound was coming in. It was a thatched roof, and four young theological students, Ugandans, stood there beating out the familiar rhythms. And pretty soon it was just impossible. Just impossible to stand still. And then it started to get into you, and they beat more, and it was faster. And by the time they came to a big crescendo, you just had to join and walk into that chapel and sing and praise. Oh, I wish we knew something about drums. It would help us dance with strangers. In Costa Rica, they've got a strange embrace when you meet. It embarrassed me the first time because people that I hardly knew came up and hugged me when I got off an airplane. Always they put your arm around me and they say hello. And I think here at Holden we've got a kind of a Holden hug, haven't we? You know, when we touch. It seems so natural just to kind of enfold arms a little bit and put the shoulder around. I didn't know three people here last week or a week before, but when I came, I didn't know. Three people here. And I've been dancing with strangers all month. You have permitted it. He has permitted it. Ah. I suppose it's what he prayed for that night when he prayed that we might be one as he is one. Of course, the trick of it is that there are no strangers anymore. Isn't that right? Or if there are strangers, you don't have to be afraid of them. We don't have to walk like A. E. Housman. Remember the poet? He lived in Shropshire and thought, oh, how great. All of those wonderful supporting things, the familiar paths and the familiar people. And then he moved and he went to London. And then he says, but here on London streets I ken no such helpmates, only men. I see in many an eye that measures me the mortal sickness of a mind too unhappy to be kind. Undone with misery, all they can is to hate their fellow man. Until they die, they needs must look at me and wish me ill. That's the other side. That's the strangeness and the strangers. The doxology and the joy, the overwhelming spirit of God felt by his people is that we are not strangers and not afraid of each other. And we can have the courage to be. Thank you, stranger, for not being a stranger. Thank him who was a stranger for joining us. He joined us in such a way that nobody could get mad. A little baby. It wasn't an intrusion. It just had to be a joining us. And he came. And no longer is God stranger to man, but one of us. And we won. He has been lifted up, remember. And we are drawn into oneness with him and one with each other. And it's fun to dance with strangers, knowing that the word has lost its meaning and lost its terror. lost all those elements of alienation and strangeness and threat. And we can call each other brother and sister, one in Christ. When you look at the stars tonight, say thank you. And remember that the stars out there, those millions of miles and all light years away, they're not strange either. Because in Jesus Christ, the mountains and the birds and the little animals and the big ones and the stars and the sun and the moon and you and I are all brought together. So the stars tonight are a time to say thank you for each other and for him who brought us together by being lifted up. No benediction tonight after this next hymn. But watch the stars in the slides and learn about them. Go out and take at least a few minutes to look at them and hear the benediction.